So grateful to join with you today for Central Moments. Seems like all this week our theme has been overcoming the spiritual battles that come against us. And these are more than just life circumstances. Sometimes these have very demonic content to them, to be honest. It's the enemy using life circumstances to haunt us, to threaten us, to make us give up on Jesus, to make us go the other way, go his way. And we see Pharaoh keeps hardening his heart, and in turn God hardens Pharaoh's heart as Israel is trying to escape from Egypt and they're in slavery. And here in Exodus chapter 14, we pick up the story, verse 23, the Egyptians pursued them and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. What's just happened? God has had Israel's back. He's put his presence between Israel and the Egyptian army attacking them from the back while there's a sea, the Red Sea, in front of them. But all night, God's been parting that sea and Israel crosses over. And what did the Egyptians do with Pharaoh leading them? Well, they pursued them and the horses and chariots actually followed them into the sea because the Bible said God had dried the ground and caused there to be great walls of water on each side so they could cross the sea. I mean, these Egyptians had never seen anything like this, neither had the Israelites, but they were now safe on the other side. And verse 24, during the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and the cloud at the Egyptian army and threw them into confusion. I'm praying today that, and we're going to pray this way at the end of this short devotional, that God's just going to throw the enemy into confusion. I often pray this way when I feel like I'm under spiritual attack. Lord, just confuse the forces of the enemy. And he jammed the wheels of their chariots so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt. Yes, the Lord's fighting for you and me against the spiritual onslaught. And he brings confusion into the camp. And he jams up the wheels of their chariots. And I'm praying the Lord does that in your life today. What a wonderful way to pray. And it's the prayer of faith. It's saying, God, you're going to fight for us. Verse 26, and the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea. He had done that once and the sea parted. Now he says, on the other side of the sea, stretch out your hand again so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And at daybreak, the sea went back to its place. And the Egyptians were fleeing toward it. And the Lord swept them into the sea, and not one of them survived. But, verse 29, but the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. On one side of the Red Sea, Moses stretched out his hands and that sea divided and the ground dried up in front of them. They went over. And then while Pharaoh's armies were chasing them, Moses stretched out his hand one more time and the enemy was defeated. You know, someone else who stretched out his hands and defeated the enemy, it was Jesus at the cross. His two hands, as Moses stretched out his hand twice, Jesus hung there with nails through two hands. And there, the Bible says, like in Colossians 2:15, Jesus at the cross disarmed the principalities and the powers. He broke the back of demonic power so that your name has no authority. But when we pray in Jesus' name, we are praying in the name of the one who stretched out his hands to make a way for us and then to defeat the enemy. And may God just give us that faith today. Let's pray today, taking that stand of faith in Jesus' mighty name. Father, thank you for stretching forth your hands on the cross through your son, Jesus, who you sent because you loved the world. You loved us so much. Thank you that they're so vulnerable, so victimized by evil on the cross. He broke the back of evil. Thank you for the authority that is now ours in Jesus' name. We don't pray in our pastor's name today. We don't pray in our best friend's name. We don't even pray in our name. But we pray in the mighty name of Jesus who stretched out his hands on the cross and the enemy's power is swept away. Thank you that you're coming back again to finish what you started at the cross. But right now, we take on the authority of Jesus' name. Forgive us unbelief. Make us warriors in the Spirit. Give us confidence to overcome the demonic powers that may be coming against us because you stretched out your hands at the cross. Thank you for this. in Jesus' mighty, mighty overcoming name. Amen.